Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Welcome, everyone, to God in the Mix, Get 'em Radio's Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. And, you know, we never know exactly what God is going to do, but we know it's going to be good. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. And then we thank you for speaking through us and speaking to us and then going all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful ministry of intercession as you sit at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession. And we bless you for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You may have noticed that I've been putting a few prayer requests on the text that I send out. You know, I said, you know, pray for Bishop Aaron and pray for Pastor Mom. If you have any particular prayer requests that you want us to pray for, as we're praying in tongues, you know, if you text it to me, I'll include it in our message, you know, in our text as I send it out. Amen. Amen. And we just believe that, you know, whatever needs to be prayed for that's on our heart, God sees what's on our heart, and he prays through us. Amen. So those who are praying today, we're going to start with Pastor Catherine, then Minister Rachel and family, Minister Elaine, and then Minister Carrie. And thank you all for volunteering to pray today. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Catherine. Okay. Okay, I was looking for her line. I'll open up all of the lines, you all, and you know, when it's your time to come in, then you just jump right on in. In the meantime, just please make sure you mute your phone. Okay, Pastor Catherine, you may begin.
Iana la kororoko shande de ke sheke de de. Iana la kororoko shande de ke sheke de de. Ike de de kororoko shande de ke sheke de de. Hana la kororoko shande. Ike de de kororoko sheke de de ki hadada. Iana la kororoko shande de ke sheke de de. Ike de de kororoko shande de ke sheke de de. Hana la kororoko sheke de de ki sakadada. Iana la kororoko shande de ke sheke de de. Iana la kororoko shande de ke. Hike de de kororoko shande. Hike de de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko sheke de de ke sakadada. Hana la kororoko sheke de de ke sakadada. Iana la kororoko shande. Hike de de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko sakadada ka sakadada. Iana la kororoko shande. Ike de de kororoko sheke de de ke sakadada. Iana la kororoko shande. Ike de de kororoko sheke de de ke sakadada. Iana la kororoko sheke de de ke sakadada. Ona la kiyadada kashande de kororoko sheke de de. Iana la kororoko sheke de de ke sakadada. Hana la kororoko sheke de de. Hana la kododoko sheke de de. Iana la kododoko shanda de ke sheke de de. Hana la kododoko shanda de. Hana la kododoko shanda de.
Sandra, Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Luke 9. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for Luke 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For Luke 10, verse 3, and 4 and 5. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And unto whatsoever house ye enter, first say peace be to this house. I thank you, Lord. And if this thank you for your peace, Lord. Your peace that surpasses all understanding, that shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank you for your word that is true. Thank you for establishing things in our lives and all around us, Lord, because we belong to you. Thank you for your grace and mercy continually, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I speak life over Bishop Aaron. I speak life over Pastor Mom. In the name of Jesus, your life-giving words, Lord, in your blood, oh God, for you are spirit and life. Hallelujah. And because they yielded their members unto you, Lord, you flow through them. And in them, you move and you live and move and have your very being through them in Jesus' name. Amen. You are our everlasting God. You are our everlasting God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our everlasting God and our everlasting King. And thank you for life and in you more abundantly.
Ora maya sandar hiando sho ora maya seke. Ikandara naya sandara kahaya so ora maya.
Yes, Lord, he has under, he and under, he key under at a higher. Oh, Ramay, under the Yando. Oh, Ramay, under the key under the Nana. Oh, Ramay, under the key under. Oh, Ramay, under the key under. Oh, Ramay, under the key under. Oh, Ramay, under the under at a higher standard. Yes, sir. Oh, Ramay, key under. Oramaya tandra ko oramaya yando sho oramaya seke yando sho oramaya seke yando sho oramaya tandra ko oramaya seke iki yando sho oramaya tandra ya oramaya tandra iki yandra na sho oramaya seke yandra na na ko oramaya seke yando sho oramaya tandra seke. Iki anda sho hora maya tandara da hai hora maya seke hi anda hora maya tandara di iki anda mana ko hora maya sa hora maya tandara di anda na sa hora maya tandara di anda hora maya tandara di anda da hai tandara di anda ko hora maya sa hora maya tandara di sa. Oramaya sandara kia, oramaya seke, kia raya sandara kia, oramaya sa, oramaya sandara ko oramaya sa, ikanto sho oramaya sa, ikanto sho oramaya sa, eanda nana ko oramaya sa na, oramaya sa na 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 ya sa na na ya, ikia raya, oramaya sa, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, session for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the Lord was making intercession through us today as he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's speaking through us and even to us. Amen. Habakkuk 2 and verse 1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we go into our interpretation, We have to know what it says in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Hallelujah. So there's a part that every one of us has. Amen. You have a part. I have a part. We all have a part. And no part is higher or bigger than the other. It's all a part of the, and I call it the puzzle picture of what the Lord is revealing to us. Amen. So it's important for all of us to say what the Lord has given to us. And we all know by now that a translation is different than an interpretation. And so we're looking for interpretations. We're not looking for a translation, like a word-for-word translation. So you may hear, someone speaking in tongues for 15 minutes and you get two or three words. That's still an interpretation. You may get a song. That's an interpretation. You may get a scripture or two. That's an interpretation. Hallelujah. So we want to hear from all those who are getting interpretations. Amen. Amen. Now, those who spoke in tongues will be the ones who will interpret first in the order that they spoke, and then will open up the line for those who have interpretations. So far, Sister Joanne, I see you. You've pressed your number one key, and so we'll be opening up the line for you later. Anyone else, if you have any interpretations, go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Now, Pastor Catherine, I guess you're still here.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. So go ahead and start with your interpretation, and thank you for being here. I know a lot is going on.
Okay. So I didn't get a chance to hear everything, but I did hear a little. When I was praying, I just heard, action will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. That's Matthew 7 and 7. And then I just heard go step by step. And then I heard do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I think that might have been for me. And then the second thing that was for Rachel, Nim, the only thing I heard was Messiah, because I was on the phone. You are my Messiah. And then the third person, I don't know, I think that was Ministry Lane. I couldn't hear too good. I just heard miracle. That was all I heard for her. Oh. And then the fourth person, I think was Minister Carey. I just heard shouted out loud. And that's all I heard for today. And I just want to say good afternoon to everybody. I didn't say good afternoon. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. And you got a lot in between everything that you were trying to take care of. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel and family, your line is open. You got your mute off?
Okay, I'm taking my mute off.
Okay, good.
You can read, after I read Isaiah, come here, Jenny, you can read Isaiah 43, verses 16, 17, 18, and 19, Marcus. You can read that, and then Gabrielle will read Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Come on, beautiful. Go ahead, come. Okay. Isaiah 43, verses 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Go ahead.
I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot of horse, the army, and they
Let me see. It's such a heaven away. Tommy and all are extinct.
Thank you. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the old things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Okay. Yeah, we are. The Isaiah 46, verses 9-10.
Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end of the beginning, from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my judgment.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to read, amen. I'm going to read Psalms 46. Let me go to it.
Good reading, you all. Okay. Good reading.
Amen.
Thank you.
Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's, oh yeah, through the mountains, oh yeah, through the, Lord help me, be carried away too. Okay. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. Hallelujah. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Selah. Come, behold the work of the Lord. What desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, let's go to Minister Elaine. July, Minister Elaine. Okay. All right. It sounded like you were busy when you were on. So
I'm sorry.
She had to go.
Yes,
okay.
I apologize for all the background noise and everything. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Amen. Only thing I was able to remember was at the end, and that was to say, my glory will be revealed. Glory will be revealed. I know he was saying that. And that's all I couldn't catch anybody else. And that's it. God bless. Going on mute.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a lot going on, so it's good you got that. I think that's a kind of a confirmation of what I got. Amen. And I meant to say with Minister Rachel and family that scripture, Isaiah 43, we've been talking about that scripture for the past month. With the process that I've been in, and I was in for 40 days, that was our main scripture, Isaiah 43:19. So it was a blessing to hear that today. Okay, so let's go to Minister Carey. Welcome, Minister Carey.
Good evening, everyone. I heard, I didn't hear much either today. I heard Minister Rachel, I thought I heard, I need you or something like that. And then Minister Elaine, I heard me, in the last part of it, I heard I was in my it was like the Acts 17:28, that verse, and that was it. That's all I heard today.
Acts 17:28.
That we live, for in him we live and move and have our being. The first part of it. That's
okay.
That was it.
Amen. All right. That's good.
Okay.
Acts 17:28. Let me go get that and put it on here. Amen. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. All right. Got it. Thank you.
I was thinking something with my throat, and then all of a sudden I just start praising the Lord after that and blessing him. Because it just came in and then it left.
Well, glory to God, it left.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What was going on with your throat and it left?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen.
Okay, you're welcome.
Amen. And as we say, you know, an interpretation is not a translation. So, you know, what everybody heard is what they heard, and it's all important. Amen. Okay. So we have two who their number one key. Anyone else who has an interpretation, press your number one key. We're going to open the line now for Sister Joanne. Welcome, Sister Joanne. You take your mute off, Sister Joanne.
Okay, you hear me?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. I was just laying across the, I've been watching YouTube, and the Bible has been read all day since this morning until it just finished a few minutes ago. So I want to thank God for the reading of his word. And I have a song, the Lord dropped a song in my spirit. Become this fall by faith, leaning on the Lord. We are trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Singing in woe, oh, oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. That's the song I heard in my spirit today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We come this far by faith. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joanne.
Love you.
Hallelujah. Love you. Amen. This morning, when we were praying, I was trying to find the scriptures that we had this morning, and the scripture that the Lord gave through me to share with the group was trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Amen. So
wow.
It made me think about it with that song. That's Psalm 37 and verse 3. Amen. Feed on his faithfulness. We've come this far by faith. Feed on his faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joanne.
You're welcome.
As confirmation. Pastor Price. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints in their respective places today. I just truly thank God for today and give him glory and praise and honor. I don't know if you all heard that Pastor Charles Stanley had passed this morning.
No.
And I was praying for, yes, and praying for, he was 90 years old, born in 1932, September 25th. And he passed this morning, and I'm praying for his family and all of those of us who knew and loved Dr. Charles Stanley. So we give glory to God and ask God's blessing, upon the family, and that God would comfort and strengthen each one. And all those who loved him, glory to God. And the other thing is, as I go into the interpreter, also I don't know why, that I'm so glad that the little boy that was had been shot by the man in the head, I'm glad he's home. They removed the bullet. It was in him for about 12 hours, and the man not only shot him in the head, but in the arm. But he's home. His mom is a nurse, and they've raised just about $3 million for him to go and help with his expenses and everything. But every time I think about him, I want to cry to think about somebody's child. That was a child, just a 16-year-old child, that knocked on the door to pick up his twins. And just to think about it, I just give that over to the Lord and to every person who might be, touched by that. Because when our children are touched and those children are touched, it touches us. So, just pray for his family and for all of those who also love the young man. I'm just so glad he's at home. So for Pastor Catherine, I heard today, I am the Lord your God. I am moving this very day, this day on your behalf. Keep your eyes upon me, the Lord your God. Have I not promised and shall I not do it? You're not like the world. You're mine. I love you with an everlasting love. And I'm working not only behind the scenes, but I'm working in the open just for you. All will see. They will know, consider, and understand that it is I, the Lord your God, who is moving on your behalf. I'm shutting every mouth on your behalf. Then for Minister Rachel and family, I heard I do all that I say. I'm taking you higher. I am your Messiah, your Jehovah Jireh. I see far ahead just for you. You can trust me to do all that I say. Rest in me today. Rest in my love for you. Rest in my love for you, in my provisions, my protection. Yes, I do all that I promise and that I say. You shall see even the more that I do all that I say. I'm your Messiah. I have the key of David. I open and no one shall close. I close and no one shall open. You can trust me today. Yes, I do all that I say. All that I say. Our nations are mine, bringing light. And I see when I begin to see like the green, and even now, it's like a go-ahead for evangelism. It's like God is thrusting one forth in evangelism, like a green light, forth for evangelism. He said, I'm thrusting you forward. I am with you, going before you, and I'm going behind you. It is well. You are prepared for such a time as this. Man looketh at the outside. I look at the heart. I've seen your heart for my glory. I'm sending you forth as a mighty army equipped by my spirit, my word, my love. I do all that I say. I am moving among the nations. Continue to pray for the nations. The ministry lane I heard, I do all that I say. I am faithful who has promised. Yes, I am with you. I do go before you. I am opening wide doors of utterance, both small and great. I am your Messiah, moving in and through you as a mighty army, preparing and strengthening my body, equipping each one for the service I've called you to. It is well. Many souls are being brought into the kingdom for my glory. As you plant and water my word in their lives, they will be prepared and strengthened for my service plan. The time is short. Continue to go forth. You're important for my purpose and plan. Rejoice with me in my harvest. Yes, the harvest is so ripe. You have agreed to be laborers in my harvest. You love me with a willing heart. That is why you must know that I am with you. I go before you to prepare the way. I go behind you to seal the work I have called you to do. I am the greater one in you than anything or anyone in the world. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Watch me work in and through you. Then Minister Carey, I heard, you are not your own. You have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will lift the heavy load. Remember, my children, that my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me, my children, because I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Matthew 11:28-29. Today, be assured that I'm lifting the heavy load. Trust me to do it. The financial load, every physical load, mental load, every load. I love you, and it is my pleasure to lift the heavy load. Remember, I said to come boldly to my throne of grace so that you may continually receive mercy and daily grace to help in time of trouble. I am a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 46:1. And that's what I have. God bless you all. I love you all. Going back on you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Some confirmations in there. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelism. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And no, I did not hear about Charles Stanley. As far as I know, he was still, I know he had retired, but it looked like he was still preaching a little bit. You know? Wow. Wow. Amen. Well, you know, I think about, you know, all of the things that Saul Stanley has done over the years and, you know, all the speaking that he's done, you know, God used him as a great blessing over the years. And as you have said before, God has given him a body of work that will last, you know, long after, you know, he's gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. All right. Okay, I don't see any other number one keys pressed. Let me go on then to our previous interpretations. Okay, and, you know, you all know this. I think everybody's been here before. And how the Lord has us to go back to previous interpretations because there's some things that he wants us to remember or to reiterate. Amen. And this is really we've been doing this about 3 years now, and excuse me, this is really one word from the Lord. And I, you know, like I say, I look at it as a puzzle, and I look at it that he keeps reiterating things because he really, really wants us to get it. Amen. And to understand what he's saying. So here's a previous interpretation from last week, April the 11th, 2023. I am the source of your strength. I am the strength of your life. You are strengthened for every door that I opened for you. Fear not. All that you need is already provided. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And, you know, even as I read that, it's speaking to things that's going on in my life right this minute. And so I just thank God. Hallelujah. And then the other interpretation is from January the 27th of this year, 2023. Fear not. You have been with me. You hear my voice and you follow me. Others may seem to do what they want to do. Yes, Lord, I've seen it. But you have made your choice to do what I want. Yes, Lord, you are so good, God. When there is chaos all around, remember, don't run because others are running. This is the time to hold your peace and follow me one step at a time, knowing that I order your steps by my word. Yes, yes, sir, Lord, we hear you. You are almost, you are higher, higher, higher. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. And that's our previous interpretations. Amen. Now today, the interpretations that I got today, Pastor Catherine, I heard the truth will be made known. No matter how hidden the truth looks, the truth will be made known in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Sometimes you want to prove that the truth is the truth, and it seems to fall on deaf ears. Just know that the truth will be made known to everyone. Romans 14:11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Amen. With Minister Rachel and family, when they were singing together, so beautiful, so anointed, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing with all your heart. Jesus is Messiah, Messiah of all. Sing a new song. Sing a new song with all your heart. He is the everlasting God. As you sing a new song from your heart, the enemy will flee. The enemy will flee. As you sing a new song from your heart, sadness, fear, depression must flee from your atmosphere. No more fear in the atmosphere. Joy fills the air. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God is in the midst. Amen. With Ministry Lane, I heard the word minister. And then I heard my order, my ways are higher than your ways. Higher, higher, higher. My ways are revealed to you as you seek my face. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Song of Solomon 5 and verse 1. The beloved, I have come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. And to his friends, eat, O friends. Drink, yes, drink deeply, O beloved ones. Amen. And then Minister Carey, I heard this so clear, thank you, Jesus. But she was praying in tongues when I heard, thank you, Jesus. Let the redeemed say so. We are redeemed. And then I saw a vision. I kind of wanted to throw this out and not do anything with it, but it was a vision of a group of people conspiring to lie and give false information to the government. Just before they went all the way, they made a decision not to do it. And as soon as I wrote that down, then I heard Minister Carey say dignity. And then later on after that, I heard her say, I feel all right. Amen. And then the scripture, Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. And the last thing I heard from Minister Carey was shout aloud. Someone else, several other people heard, shout aloud, yay, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. So those are our interpretations for today. Hallelujah. You know, we thank the Lord. We believe that all of the prayers that we had asked for, Minister Rachel prayed for some of them in English, or the two that I put on about Pastor Mom and Bishop Aaron. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is doing better. She wanted to hear praying in tongues today. Amen. She didn't want to take a nap. She wanted to hear. Hallelujah. And I believe Bishop Aaron is doing okay. I haven't heard from him except that, you know, he told somebody to call me and let me know that he had experienced a stroke a couple of weeks ago. So we'll, you know, continue to keep people in prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So before we go, we want to make sure that we pray the prayer of salvation today. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. I know people were saying that scripture with me. Thank you so much. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So what God wants you to know is that he loves you so much, and he has so much love that's just waiting for you. If you don't know him as Lord and Savior, this is your time, and this is your place. Even if it's in the future, even if you're listening to a podcast, this is your time right now to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that God has raised him from the dead. Amen. You believe that? Make that choice to believe it and pray this prayer with me, and you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. To my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know
according to the Bible. I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, yes, 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 you are saved. You are born again, and heaven is your home. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you as a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to pray over you. Lord, we just ask you to just touch them right now. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. And then even power by your Holy Spirit to pray in their heavenly language. Glory to God. As we've been praying in our heavenly language, let their heavenly language flow out of their belly, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for their prayer language being released right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we want to ask you, we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. The Lord has given us, he's put together Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and Get 'Em is God in the midst. This God in the midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and this is a place where we come together and learn and grow. Amen. So the way that you get to us, you can get to our broadcast as they air and be a part of the conversation by calling 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. And these are our broadcasts, the dates, the days, and the times. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. On Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Mom is our apostolic pastor, and I am Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And so every Sunday we meet 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On this Sunday, I will be speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're still going through the book of Job, and God is revealing himself to us. Amen. We know Job went through a lot, but God revealed a lot through him as he went through. Amen. A lot of throughs there. On the following Sunday, and that's the fifth Sunday of the month of April, we're going to have our guest church, and that is Memphis Covenant Faith Church with Pastor Price, Minister Amber, and Minister Joy will be with us on the 30th ministering the word. So, amen. Mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm and come and be with us. Then on Mondays, every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, this is what we do. This is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people pray in tongues for about 15 minutes each, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. So join us on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, just the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month. Now, the fourth Wednesday is coming up, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, and that's going to be April the 26th. And then what we're going to do on April the 26th is our newest broadcast, and that is Anointed Pandemic Babies. So God has shown us something about these
anointed pandemic babies. We're talking about them. We're praying for them. And God is revealing what's going on. Amen. Some people say it looked like they lived, they've been alive before. That's not the case. God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Amen. So join us Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday, which is the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the next Wednesday is going to be May the 10th already. May the 10th, and where we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing, where God lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And I don't think in these past 6 or 7 years, if I can remember correctly, I believe every broadcast, somebody has gotten their healing. Hallelujah. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm the second Wednesday of every month. This one coming up will be May the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio. This month, we have Elder Gerondo Thompson, who is the president of a Christian FM radio station, and he's been the president of that FM radio station for 20 years. So we have him coming on and sharing with us what the Lord has been doing through him these past 20 years and what God does have something ready for him in the future that he's going to share with us on this Thursday. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So join us if you have an opportunity. Praise God and come and learn and grow with us. Amen. I'm going to open up all the lines right now. We still have some time here. Praise the Lord. I'll open up all the lines. If you want to say something, you can go ahead and speak out. If not, make sure your line is muted so that we're not hearing everything that's going on and recording everything that's going on in the background. Opening the lines now. If the Lord has given you something, this is the time to release it. Glory, hallelujah.
Hi, confirmation about
Minister Rachel?
Yeah, I was just going to say that was confirmation about singing a new song. God will, like you said, in the atmosphere, you take out, you know, all those things, you know. I'm just going to say there's not like him out of the atmosphere. As we sing unto him, as we magnify him in our atmosphere of our homes every day as we sing a new song. I know I paraphrased it in a different way, but that was confirmation with how he had to say it. All right. Love y'all.
Amen. Y'all sound so beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Hello, Minister Prophetess Kizzy. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Sister Minister Joanne.
Okay. Yes, I just talked to Bishop Aaron. And I think he came out of hospital today, so he's doing pretty good. He's coming along, he said. I just wanted to relay the message to you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, he's doing well, and he's home. So, you know, I told him, you know, I prayed with him, and then I said, take it easy, you know. It takes some time, you know, to get back where you used to be.
Yes, yes.
What's the scripture we just say? Save yourself, right?
Right. 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 I know scripture. Save yourself.
So I just relayed the message to you. And I've been praying for your mom, okay? Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you. And the prayers are showing. Hallelujah. Amen.
You are
thank
welcome.
You.
Love you.
Else? Love you. Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open. You
good
can just speak.
Good afternoon. It's Reverend Truva from California. And I just hear in my spirit. Hi, everybody. God bless you. Cases are being settled. Whatever's going on, God's settling it. Situations that looked impossible to be resolved are being resolved. And that's all I'm hearing.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for being the God of the impossible, to be impossible. Amen. Anyone else?
Minister Kizzy.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear another song in my spirit. Let God arrive and let his enemy be scattered. Let God arrive, let his enemy be scattered. Let God arrive and let your enemies be scattered. Let God arrive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, Sister Joanne, God been just doing some good things in your voice over there, haven't he?
Yes, he has. Thank you, Jesus. I've been practicing.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let that anointing flow to all of us. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you, Sister Joanne.
You're welcome.
Let God arise. All right. Amen. Well, we'll go ahead and close out. Now, let me check my text. Because the first time I say that, then people will be like, I sent you a text. Well, I don't see any text. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Let's get ready to close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are the gracious one, the wonderful one. You are the true and living one. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare that there is none like you in the heavens, the earth, and under the earth. Hallelujah. Who can do all that you do. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as we were together today, dedicating this time to you, Lord God, we thank you that if there's anything else that we need to get done today, that you'll help us to do it with excellence and expeditiously in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord God. We thank you for the wonderful opportunity of spending this time in your presence, gathered together in your name. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name for it. Hallelujah. And we thank you for strengthening each of us with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. As we close today, I think I told you all I'm working on some other songs and putting some other songs at the end as we get ready to go. I feel like it's like, we need a song that'll just take us deeper before we leave and go back into our regular lives. So Not that we ever leave the presence of the Lord. But anyway, I think you know what I mean. Call For Your Name is Holy by Paul Wilbur. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. So we'll play some of that as we go tonight. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.
I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I
your name.